Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 5-Star Joshi Show here on the Fight Game Media Network. I'm host Scott Everts, and we are back for another week of Joshi Conversation. Of course, we'll be talking Stardom's Nagoya Golden Fight from this past Saturday, live on pay-per-view as the IWGP World and Wonder of Stardom Championships were on the line, as well as the future of Stardom Championship. We'll be talking about the Marigold Corkin from this past Monday as well, and we'll be looking ahead to all of the Joshi coming up in the next number of weeks. So, looking forward to another podcast here today. This shouldn't be too long of a show. When I'm running solo, which I've been lately just because, you know, situations, make sure I don't record earlier in the week. And, you know, that's best when I can have a guest on. So we're just riding solo, giving my thoughts out and moving forward. So hopefully you have been enjoying these past couple weeks, hoping to have a guest on in the next couple of weeks as we get into the historic crossovers and so on and so forth. We have a lot coming up. Obviously, Marigold is a huge show in 2 weeks as well. And the Goddesses of Stardom Tag League are beginning in 2 weeks as well. So lots to look forward to, lots to get into. So let's do just that. And we're going to start off talking Nagoya Golden Fight 2024. This show was live from Nagoya, and it had a little bit of everything. You know, it had the Dump Matsumotos of the world, had four huge title matches, and had some historic crossover announcements. Just a lot to get into. So we're going to kick it right off from the top. The high-speed championship number one contenders battle royal saw Yuna Mizumori escape, defeating Koguma, Momokogo, Hina, and Rana Yagami to earn the opportunity at Meisera. It will be Meisera and Yuna Mizumori, I presume, at the next Korakuen. That would kind of check out for what they have been going for with these high-speed title matches. So that's kind of my expectation there. Obviously, congratulations to Yuna Mizumori. She is someone that I've talked about in the past. I've talked with others in the past. She is someone who has really put in the work, and seeing her get a big singles title opportunity against someone like Meisera is really cool. And I think based on her work with the likes of a Meiseruga in the past, should be able to thrive in the high-speed environment. I think if she honestly just plays to her skill set and lets herself be a base for Meisera to do a lot of the high speed stuff and then uses her power, it can be a really good match. So seeing Yuna get the big opportunity is great to see, especially after going 0-6 in the 5-star this year. Seeing her get the opportunity now to shine despite the tough record, I think it's something that I'm very much looking forward to. So the right pick there in terms of a surprise. Then we have the Future of Stardom Championship match. I've said for past year, you know, Miyu Amasaki was the wrestler that felt like should beat Rena and take the Future of Stardom Championship. And when they had the match earlier this year, I thought Miyu Amasaki put together one of her best performances to date. It was not going to happen because, you know, it was on a small house show and they had a lot more to do with Rena. But as time moves forward and you watch Miyu Amasaki continue to grow against someone who didn't have the term I think I wanted her to have, because I think Amasaki's made so many strides. I think she could have had an even greater tournament, but her matches were so short, it was hard for her to have that great showing. But I think she did with Starlight Kid. You know, you look at this match and you say, okay, what level are these two at now, right? At the first time they faced off, they have one of the best future Stardom Championship matches to date. And when this match was all over, I felt this arguably was still in that conversation as one of the best future of Stardom title matches we have seen. Miyu Amasaki, you know, she is a star. She really is. And Rena, we know, is a star. I think people have looked at Rena and watched Rena as a wrestler, you know, the way she carries herself at such a young age. It was always going to happen for her, but she was the perfect foil to put over Amasaki here in her big moment. Amasaki getting the win with her jumping pedigree, which I never know the name of that move, after some great near falls throughout, having on the edge of my seat, and I thought this was one of the best matches of the night. The only two matches that I think were better in terms of just like overall quality were legitimately just the IWGP and World of Stardom title matches. Otherwise, I had this right there with Starlight Kid and Hazuki. Like, this was a great showing from both of them. And if Stardom, of course, is able to move forward with both of them after next year, the sky's the limit for them. You know, I think we are watching a lot of future talents and a lot of companies put it together. And these two are going to help lead Stardom forward. Rena, you know, she's about to enter that stage that Hanan did a year or two ago when it was time for her to step up into the, you know, kind of, I don't want to say the main roster, but she can have bigger matches starting in 2025. And I hope by the end of 2025, she gets a really big opportunity, because after this reign, she showed that she's willing and able to have such an opportunity. So this was really good. And if you haven't watched it yet, make sure you go out and watch it on Stardom World. Then we have Saya Kamatani defeat Sayaka Carrara. About what you'd expect from a match like this. The idea of it, of course, was Carrara got the shocking win over Kamatani. Let's run it back. Let's see what they do. And ultimately, in the end, it was Saya Kamatani, of course, getting the win on Carrara. But, you know, they worked towards a few near falls that, you know, had you on the edge of your seat enough, but not much to write home about here. Carrara is going to be a really good talent, though. I think that's the biggest takeaway I continue to have from these matches for her. Then we had Natsuko Tora, Dot Matsumoto, Ruaka, Momo Watanabe, Konami, and Zap defeat the EXV team of Micah, Mina Shirakawa, Hanako, Zena, Wakasukiyama, and Rion. I know a lot of people disliked this match, understandably so. It was there to have Dump on the show, and that's the way I viewed it. And honestly, I find old Dump Matsumoto very entertaining, because she's there to do like three things, and that's it. That is why she's there. If you're going to book her, this is the match you're going to book, and it's going to limit it. Yeah, it was whatever. It was exactly what I expected, which, for better or worse, that's what it is. And then we had the announcements, the big announcements from this show. First up, it will be the 5-star Grand Prix winner and the G1 Climax winner, Micah and Zack Sabre Jr., facing the super team, obviously, of Starlight Kid and El Desperado at Historic Crossover 2. I think what's interesting to me is I think they, as in Bushiroad, they view Micah and Zack Sabre Jr. as their new top stars in each company. At least that's what I think. I think New Japan does. I think Stardom does with Micah. And putting them on the same team isn't a real shock. And then you put the super popular team of Kid versus Desperado on the other side. Kind of the perfect mixed tag for what they're going for. So yeah, that's kind of how I saw Micah and Zach. This is who they want to lead their companies forward at this time. And, you know, if Micah won the IWGP Women's title by the end of the year or at the start of next year, it would not surprise me whatsoever. I think that's kind of the direction we're going. And then after that, New Japan's Great Okan challenged any Stardom wrestler to a KOPW championship match at the show, which is obviously a big deal. It will be an intergender singles match. I think the two names that instantly jumped out to me as potential competitors in such a match were Shuri and Momo Watanabe. I don't know who it'll ultimately be. I think Momo would actually make a lot of sense, because obviously I know, like, whoever it is, it's not going to win the match against Great Okan the way Bushiroad books and the way, you know, Gato obviously doesn't care for anyone that's not a New Japan wrestler. But, and, you know, Great Okan's also coming off a IWGP world title match. So I know, you know, a Joshi wrestler is probably not going to get to beat Okan. But if you want the most entertaining match, I think Momo Watanabe is a good one to step into such a spot. I think she would do a good job. And then we had Starlight Kid versus Hazuki. Obviously a match that I was very much looking forward to. A match that I think a lot of people were looking forward to. And I found this match to be quite exciting and quite exhilarating for what they were going for. And what they were going for in the end was a decisive end to this feud while giving Starlight Kid a notable win on her road to the Wonder of Stardom Championship, right? They put this feud together as a mixture of getting Hazuki out of her struggles, but at the same time to create this burning feud that you almost hope has long-term effects when it comes to that Wonder of Stardom championship. I said last week, like, it's tough for Hazuki to lose. How do you make her lose and look strong? Because Starlight Kid obviously needs to win, right? Her direction is very obviously going towards the Wonder, I think, at Stardom Dream Queendom. So how do you put this match together? And I thought these two did a really great job of showing the hatred for one another. It felt like the first match of many between them, despite the way it finished and them wanting nothing to do with each other right now. But if you watch Hazuki in this match, she was really able to lock into that heel character we haven't seen in such a long time from Oedo Tai Hazuki. And she did exactly what I hoped for in terms of, right, bringing that Julia versus Starlight Kid energy out, which of course features Hazuki trying to rip at the mask. And, you know, it was a tough rip. Next time I, you know, maybe put a little slice in the mask so it's a little easier for her to rip next time. But she widened the eye part of it a lot, and ultimately it played to the end with Starlight Kid winning with the Momo Latch out of nowhere, and Hazuki was not happy. Hazuki fought Starlight Kid after the bell, and then in a shocking manner removed her mask, ripped it off, and posed with it, which was pretty freaking badass. And that was the end of that. But, you know, long term, they have set up Hazuki as Starlight Kid's foil now. And when Starlight Kid, I think, inevitably beats Natsupoi, which feels like the direction, whether it be end of the year or All-Star Grand Queendom, however long they want to wait, Hazuki's got to be the foil, the big match that they built to within Kid winning. So it was great to see this match, and I thought in terms of an angle, it absolutely nailed it. In terms of a match, it was very good, and I'm looking forward to the continuation of where Hazuki goes now, kind of with this new edge coming out of course the Wonder Stardom title loss and now this feud. Starlight Kid's, you know, all roads lead to her winning championship gold very, very soon, much like the rest of Neo Genesis, which continues to succeed in such a manner. We then had a four-way tag match. Ashuri and Lady C defeated Azumi Mei Sara, Sariano and Aya Sakura, and Hanan and Sayada. Ashuri and Lady C potentially the next potential challenge for the Goddesses of Stardom Championship. Be interesting to see with Saki Kashima out of action for this show. That made that an easy booking. It'll be interesting to see what the tag league teams look like. I'm very intrigued by those because I could see a big time mashup this year beyond like maybe Wingori and FWC being your locks along with the tag champs. But I could see maybe Shuri does Lady C this time around. Maybe we don't get Crazy Star. Maybe we get a new mix within Neo Genesis. I think there's a lot of possibilities, which is a lot of fun. Something I'm looking forward to. We then had the Wonder of Stardom Championship match as Natsu Poi successfully defended the championship against Tekla, earning her second successful defense. This match wasn't bad, but this match wasn't anything special. I think that's the problem when I'm watching a Natsu Poi Wonder of Stardom title match. I want pretty much everything to be special. I just felt for a lot of this match, it was bland and it kind of, in many ways embodied the heel work of Tekla a little bit too much. You know, I had said last week that I believe this match could be good, if not great, because they have a lot of history and they did play to that history in the end. But getting to that point, I felt like a lot was missing in terms of excitement. I think when you watch a Natsu Poi match, you only expect excitement. And this was I wouldn't say dominated, but a lot of this match was taken by Tekla, who, you know, wrestles more methodically. And I don't think her style just fits a methodical one. Like the moves and everything she does fits a more upbeat, higher speed, not high speed, but a higher speed movement. And I think that was my main problem with this match. And, you know, they played to the end when Tekla's pleading and is clearly going to hit Poi with a weapon and Poi doesn't believe her, you know, Poi doesn't fall for it, which I thought was a good aspect of it. And ultimately Poi puts an end to Tekla and gets the victory and successfully defends her title. So that was really just, it was in many ways exactly what I expected, which is fine. You know, I think when you watch this match, I think maybe some people come away from it, but I don't think there was a world where I fully disconnected with it either. Like, unlike others, like, I don't think this is going to be one where I watched and I didn't like it, but others did. I just think it missed what you'd want from a Wonder of Stardom title match. But I look forward to whoever's next for Natsu Poi. Obviously, Starlight Kid feels like the direction at Queendom, but I'd like her to get one more defense at least in there before then. Then we have the IWGP Women's Championship match. Mayu Iwatani defending against Toni Storm. All these later years in Nagoya when Mayu got hurt, had to drop the World of Stardom Championship to Toni Storm. This was her redemption match. And you don't need to listen to this podcast more than once to know how much, obviously, I love Mayu Iwatani and how special she is as a wrestler. And ultimately here, while Toni Storm did go to the timeless side for some way she did moves and for some poses and of course her entrance, this was the Toni Storm of old. And with that, this was the best Toni Storm match I've seen in quite some time, probably since her match with Jamie Hayter, which I think was before going timeless, if I remember correctly, which was back in 2022, maybe. This was awesome. This was an awesome awesome championship match. And it's not shocking. I know, well, this is how I feel with my, but Mayu works really well with everybody, it feels like, but her and Tony had a great match here. And there were times where you watched and you thought Tony was taking the belt. And I said last week on this show, in this preview, that I had switched back to Mayu winning because one, Tony had won all the preview matches. Two, I think a Micah or Tam win over Mayu is more fitting to end this reign for what the company probably wants to go. So just getting this feather in the cap for Mayu was well worth it. You know, Mayu has, with this win, has now beaten Mercedes Moné, Utami Haishishita, Stephanie Vaquer, Shuri, Mina Shirakawa, Sari, Tsukasa Fujimoto, and Toni Storm in one title reign. Even if the Bushiroad doesn't care about this title or hasn't before, if Stardom doesn't care about this title, Mayu Iwatani has made this title matter through the will of great matches, through the will of beating great opponents. It's why I continue to say I believe she's the greatest of all time. This title reign has been truly historic, a feather in her cap of her incredible career. And this match was another, like I said, feather in the cap of this title reign. Toni Storm hits four Storm Zeros overall in the closing minutes. Mayu continuously fights out and kicks out before ultimately winning in the end with the, she won with a two step. She's just an incredible wrestler. At one point, she teased the greatest Poison Rana ever. That was a great tease, I thought, where Tony was able to stop her before she hit it. You could feel the crowd getting excited for it. You know, this is a Nagoya crowd. Nagoya crowds aren't good in terms of making noise, but they made some during this match. And Tony being out of, you know, in shock of Mayu surviving all those Storm Zeros, I thought was great. And I thought they put this match together really well, where both of them looked great in the end. But Mayu gets the win. She rolls on. She continues her incredible reign as IWGP Women's Champion. And I don't think anyone's ever going to top this reign when it comes to this championship.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And then we have the world, and oh, by the way, Azumi is up next, so that should be incredible. And then we have the World of Stardom Championship match, Tam versus Suzu, 1 year later. It was great. It was a great match. I mean, this has been Tam's best year probably since 2021. Just has killed it in all the big spots, and this was another case of that. And this was the Suzu Suzuki I've been missing since last year, in terms of a singles aspect. This was Suzu bringing back out that rage a little bit, bringing back out that overall greatness that has set her apart for years. You know, there was a time where you looked at that young crew that now formed Neo Genesis, right? it was always Suzu, Kid, and Azumi, and Suzu always felt so far away from them, but this year has felt like they've somehow passed her. And watching Suzu back in the world title picture, watching her back in the big match, she still has it. And that's very important. This match was as important as any in Suzu's career, because while she was never going to win, right, Tam wasn't losing this match. She needed to remind everyone why she won the five-star Grand Prix, why she was going to be world champion at multiple points last year. And she did that. This match had the Tam big match moments, right? The Tam big match moments include going down that ramp, but you change it up once in a while and how that goes. It had Tam taking a nasty full Nelson slam off the apron through a table. That was nasty. That looked like it sucked. Just so many, you know, great things that you look for, I think, when it comes to these two and what I knew they could have put together last year. I think that's really important. I think when you watch and hope, you know, when you watch and hope with Suzu, you just hope she brings it out. And there were moments as this match was going to a close where I was on the edge of my seat for a Suzu match. And honestly, that's what I want to see. So it was a victory in that sense. Tam's been a great champion despite, you know, the bumpy road to get her to become World of Stardom champion again. And this was, yeah, this was just a great match. And I think long term, hopefully Suzu can take this performance and continue to level up back to where she was last year, because this was a great match, a great showing from her, and a great main event. Tam wins with the Violet Screwdriver, of course, which I love. Wait, did she win with the Violet Screwdriver? Or did we get kick out on that? Yeah, she did kick out on that. She won with the suplex, as per usual. Sorry. I haven't watched this match in days, so that's my bad. But great match and a great 1-2 punch, I think, ultimately, from these two especially. I think when you put together a big card like this, you need those, you need two of the big three to deliver, and that's exactly what they did. And I look forward to whatever eventual match Tam and Mayu have somewhere in these next few months, because obviously they are probably the two best things going in terms of consistency right now in this company. So that are at a featured level. So I'm really looking forward to that. This was a great show. I think if you haven't watched it, go watch it. It's up on Stardom World now. It'll be well worth your time. So thank you everyone for that. We'll continue to move forward. We'll continue to talk Stardom. They don't have a big weekend though coming up, which I think is important to talk about, because the weekend ahead, we have three shows. I believe it's a holiday weekend because Marigold's also running three shows this weekend. Stardom's running Friday, Saturday, and Monday. The Friday card is at Eddie Onosuke Arena number 2. We have Mayu Iwatani Momokogo versus Waka Tsukiyama and Hinako Hanan versus Ruaka versus Rian. Shuri, Lady C, and Rana Yagami versus Natsuko Toru, Momo Watanabe, and Saya Kamatani. Micah, Mina Shirakawa, and Xena versus Hizuki, Koguma, and Saida. Tam, Natsupoi, Sayori, Yuna, and Sayaka Karara versus Mayo Shizuki, Starlight Kid, Azumi, Suzuki, and Miyu Amasaki. That should be a great main event. Then we have the Saturday show in The Komatsu City, Sariano versus Rana Yagami, which intrigues me a lot. Maesara, Azumi, and Miyu Masaki versus Yuna Mizumori, Aya Sakura, and Sayaka Karara. Then we have Hazuki and Saeeda teaming up. They'll face Zena and Waka Tsukiyama, as well as Momo Watanabe and Saya Kamatani. Mayu Yutani, Koguma, Hana, and Momo Kogo face Micah, Mina Shirakawa, Hanako, and Rian. Tam and Natsupoi back together as Meltier. They'll face Shuri and Lady C. And then your main event on Saturday looks to be Starlight Kid and Suzu Suzuki versus BMI 2000, Natsuko Tora, and Ruaka, which I'm very much looking forward to. Then on Monday, a lot of talent will be missing from this show. So I believe we'll have no Natsuko, no Ruaka, and no Natsupoi. Natsupoi will be taking part in the Kaoru Ito anniversary match. She teams with Sari and Ito against, I believe, Jaguar, Yokota, Tomoko Watanabe. I don't remember who else. And then BMI 2000, Ruaka and Natsuko Tora, they'll be challenging for the Sendai Girls World Tag Team titles when they face Team 200 Kilograms in Sapporo, which should be obviously a great match. So that should be a lot of fun. So your Monday show in Toyama looks like this. You have Waka Tsukiyama and Hanako versus Lady C and Rana Yagami, Maesara and Suzuki versus Koguma and Haman. That should be good. You also have Shuri versus Saeeda versus Rian, Yuna Mizumori and Aya Sakura versus Momo Watanabe and Saya Kamatani, Mayu Yutani, Hazuki, and Momo Kogo versus Micah, Mina Shirakawa, and Zena, Starlight Kid, Azumi, and Miyu Masaki. They'll face Tam, Sayori, and Sayaka Karara. So that should be another good main event there. So just, you know, normal house show cards this weekend. About what you'd expect. Simple enough, right? No complaints, I think. Kind of on schedule with what I'd want to see from regular house shows. Obviously, with Tag League coming around the corner, that's where a lot of the focus will be. So hopefully those tag teams end up being good. I'm looking forward to Tag League. Tag League's always a fun little time, because it's just house shows with purpose. So is what is. But that's Stardom for you. Obviously, we'll be back next week to talk more Stardom. I'll give some thoughts on the house shows. Not every thought, because it's just house shows. But hopefully they start to build some stuff. You know, they didn't set up anything outside of or within the pay-per-view for reasons that are obvious. Like there's no big pay-per-view. I think Historic Crossover is the next big show, but there are Corkins and whatnot, so we'll see where we go from there. I also think Tekla's hurt, by the way, so I don't think that's why she's on there. I know Saki Kashima is as well, so a lot of talent missing on that Monday show specifically. But let's head over now to Marigold. Marigold held their latest Cork and Hall show on the Monday. Their next Cork and will be on the 24th, has major matches up and down the card. Their first non-Monday or Tuesday Cork, and so hopefully it all does well. But this show had two title matches, as well as making a lot of matches from there. The opening match are Rei Seto and Kumo Minami defeat Yuki Minami and Myla Grace when Rei Seto made Minami tap out. They're really getting behind Rei Seto. She continues to get a lot of the early card wins. Obviously, this, you know, she's had her big returns post Dream Star. She took a lot of time with the injured rib, so good to see her back. Then we have Misa Matsui defeat Chiaki. I thought Misa Matsui and Chiaki really crushed it here. I thought they had a better match than they did the first time around when they faced off, and I think that's kind of important. You know, Chiaki is here to be a heel but lose, but this was probably one of Chiaki's best single showings, if not her best, in Marigold so far. So I enjoyed that. And then after the latest debutee, Naho Yamada, she She came out and challenged Matsui to her debut match, which will take place on the October 24th Cork and Hall show. So Yamada, the former actress girl, will make her official debut. Utami Hashishita and Kazuna Tanaka defeated the Passion Sister, Nanai Takahashi, and Nao Ishikawa. Thought this match was really, really good. It kind of continues with Utami just hitting that new level following the final. I think she is now locked in, right? We're heading full steam ahead to First Dream at Ode Award on the 3rd of January, where she will have her big title match. So it's good to see her absolutely locked in for matches like this. And then Nao Ishikawa challenged Nanai Takahashi to a match after the loss. Nanai, you know, kind of told Nao she needs, you know, you can believe in passion, but you need to show passion, which, you know, kind of cuts deep a little bit. And Nao was very emotional, but she wants to show it against Nanai in kind of another passion injection match. So that should be really interesting. That will also happen on the October 24th Korakuen show. Then we have the Superfly Championship match. Natsumi Shizuki versus Victoria Yuzuki ends in a 15-minute time limit draw. I thought this match was really good. Obviously, you all know how big of a fan I am of Victoria Yuzuki, and I think she just continues to make strides in her big opportunities. And this was much of the same here. I thought she looked great in this match. She hit a springboard or a tope 360 crossbody that was awesome to the outside on Shizuki. Shizuki hits the running double knees on the outside. They just continuously go back and forth. They really redeem themselves from their Dreamstar match that I thought was really underwhelming, to the point where between this match and Victoria Yuzuki's match with Utami, I think it's her best two showings yet in her young career. With this being a title on the line, it's great to see. They are protecting her. They are pushing her forward. And I think that's very important for a company like Marigold. Obviously, Marigold is, the way I view it is, you know, it's a new company, plain and simple. Yes, it has Utami and Mirai and Mai Sakurai, and Sari is in and out. But everyone else, you know, you're kind of trying to make new stars. And that's what they're doing with Victoria Yuzuki, who is well on her way to great success in the world of Joshi. After the match, though, we had a new debut as the new Marigold wrestler Hummingbird showed up. So this is a masked wrestler and challenged Natsumi Shizuki to a Superfly Championship match in her debut match that will take place at the October 24th Korakuen as well. Hummingbird, my assumption, I don't know for sure, is the former Cat Mask Calico from Actress Girls, who had left the company months ago. So I believe this is Cat Mask Calico. From anything I've ever heard or seen about her, she has high potential. Obviously, as a masked wrestler, always, you know, I think you benefit greatly from that if you know how to show emotion and whatnot through the mask and within the mask, because the mask makes you very popular. So Hummingbird versus Natsumi Shizuki, second defense of the Superfly. Very much looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun. Interested to see what Hummingbird brings to the table. And then your semi-main event, it was Bozilla and Nagisa Nozaki defeating Sari and Miku Aono, when Nozaki pinned Aono in the middle of the ring to earn herself a United National Championship match. I think the energy between Bozilla and Sari is off the charts. I think Nozaki and Aono are locked into something great as well. This match played as the necessary next step towards the championship matches. So on the 24th, Nagisa Nozaki will challenge Miku Aono for the United National title, as well as Bozilla challenging Sari for the Marigold World Championship, a match Sari has desperately wanted since dropping her first match to Bozilla in the Dreamstar. I think that's a hell of a 1-2 punch. I think Bozilla and Sari offer something really incredible. Sari said in an interview this week with Tokyo Sports that she's going to try to channel Antonio Inoki in the Andre the Giant matches. I think she should also try to channel Inoki in those Vader matches as well. And I think when we get there, I'll preview it next week, obviously, but I think it's going to be a great show. It's just packed top to bottom with title matches. And then in the main event, the Twin Star tag titles were on the line once again. Mariah and Mai Sakurai successfully defend against Twin Tower, Koki Amara, and Chika Goto. Man, Koki made the steps in the tournament, and she has not looked back. I think she's been incredible. I think she is someone who is such a special wrestler if she puts it all together, which she is. And Koki, you know, I've been harsh. I've been someone that's like, well, it's now or never. She answered the call, and answering the call has brought her to great success. Like I said, she is someone who I think in the long term is going to win one of these top two titles. I'd point to the United National. I think that's why she challenged for it right off the bat. That match kind of was the start of her rise, really, as a singles competitor, but also a tag competitor. Mariah and Mai Sakurai are super. They had matching gear here. They channel themselves really well. They're an ideal tag team, I think, to lead this division forward. It has elevated Mai Sakurai. It's given Mariah something to do, obviously, while she's out of the top two title hunt. And then obviously Chika Goto is great. We love Chika Goto, but it was nice to see Mariah get the win over Koki, not over Chika Goto. So nice to see Chika Goto not get pinned for once. Mariah getting her win back in a way after losing to Koki in the tournament, hitting the big time lefty lariat for the win. So this match was great. Really, really good. I think if you're looking for Joshi matches to watch from this weekend, you take this match, the Superfly Championship match, the IWGP World title match, the World of Stardom title match, Hazuki versus Starlight Kid, the future Stardom title match, and then, of course, the TJPW tag featuring Mako Satomura, which we'll talk about here in a second. So, really good show from Mari Gold. And then this weekend, they will be talking. They will be back on the show for three matches, three big matches, which include, three big shows. Well, not huge shows, but three house shows. My apologies. I started reading something. I got myself confused. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. So on the 12th at KBS Hall, which is Saturday, they will be doing Kimono Minami versus Myla Grace. Then we will have Miku Aono versus Rhea Seto, a match I'm looking forward to. Naoya Ishikawa is going through the gauntlet this weekend. She will face Utami Hayashishita one-on-one. We'll have a three-way high-speed style match. It'll be Natsumi Shozuki versus Misa Matsui versus Victoria Izuki. That should be great. And then we'll also have Twin Tower teaming up to face Inai Takahashi and Kazuna Tanaka. Should be a good one. And then your main event of that show, you'll see the tag champs, Mariah and Mai Sakurai, face Chiaki and Bozilla. On the 13th, you will see, one second, clicking around, Chika Goto versus Bozilla, Kimono Minami versus Chiaki versus Myla Grace, and Rhea Seto and Misa Matsui versus Kazuna Tanaka and Victoria Izuki, who I forgot to mention. They will have a tag title match as well on that 24th show. So big spot for the tag champs. Then you'll have Mai Sakurai versus Nao Ishikawa, and big time main event, Natsumi Shizuki, Koki Amare, and Miku Aono versus Utami Hayashishita, Mirai, and Nanai Takahashi. That should be great. And then on Monday, because it's a holiday, they are also running three shows, like I mentioned, be Kimono Minami versus Yuki Minami, Kazuna Tanaka versus Nao Ishikawa, Natsumi Shozuki and Myla Grace versus Misa Matsui and Rhea Seto. And then in your semi-main event, it'll be the tag champs, Mirai and Mai Sakurai versus Utami Hayashishita and Victoria Yuzuki and in a preview match for the United National Championship. It will be Miku Aono and Koki Amare and Chika Goto facing Nagisa Nozaki, Chiaki, and Bozilla. So those are what you should look forward to this weekend. Margot also announced the return of a Stardom Classic, which of course disappeared once they went to Bushiroad. At Shinkiba First Ring on October 27th, it'll be the Marigold Mask Fiesta 2024 Halloween Party. They posted a picture with Kazuna, Yuzuki, Mai Sakurai, and Mirai all wearing their masks already. So something fun to look forward to for the Halloween time. So I'm looking forward to that. I hope everyone else is too. It should be a lot of fun. I think when you look forward to such a event, you look forward to the fun. I've watched the Mask Fiestas. Me and Trent on the Stardom Road podcast talk about the Mask Fiesta stuff last year during October for Stardom. So if you kind of want to have an idea of that, go check that episode out, which was a lot of fun. Mask Fiesta is a lot of fun. So I think everyone will enjoy it if you enjoyed that from Stardom back in the day. And our final talking points here are just quickly, I wanted to talk about the TJPW main event from All Rise 24. Miyu Yamashita and Miyu Watanabe versus Meika Satomura and Shoko Nakajima. Really, really good match. Like, well worth going out of your way to see. Seeing Meiko in there with Miyu Yamashita was spectacular. Meiko is just a different aura about her. She's still so good, and seeing her pin Miyu Yamashita in the middle of the TJPW ring, I find very interesting. Maybe it leads to a little bit more involvement from her. I'm sure they'll want to put her on a big show before she wraps up her career somewhere down the line here. But really well put together, worth, again, checking out if you haven't already. I'm recording this before Tsukiban has their show, but Arisa Nakajima and Sari was the main event for the world title. My presumption is Sari has won the title, so as my job, I celebrate the wins of Sari. If she didn't, then okay, but looking forward to checking that out myself when I get the chance. And I think that is it here today. Worth noting, I will preview real quick, where I will give you a look at the upcoming Sendai Girls show on Monday, which is a superb show as well. In Sapporo, you have Miyuki Takase versus Yuna, Hiroya Matsumoto Zoned versus Ryu Mizunami and Minami. Chi-Chi and Miki Iwata go head-to-head again. Meiko Satomura is back in the ring. She teams with Dash Chisako against Mio Momono and Yurika Oka. I think that match should be superb. Meiko and Mio sharing a ring. I'm excited for that. And then in the main event, the Sendai Girl World Tag Team titles are on the line. Team 200 Kilograms make their first defense against BMI 2000. That's Gotora and Ruaka. So that should be awesome as well. I'm guessing that's available over on Wrestle Universe, or it will be, which makes everything wonderful. I will review the big matches next week. If I check Universe now, it's not set to be live. The semifinals of the Sendai Girls Junior Tournament is going to be live, however. And then the finals next weekend. So that's worth noting. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that they should be able to upload the archive from Sapporo. So something to look forward to there. If it's up, I'll review it. But that is it here on the World of Joshi for this weekend. This weekend, also, Haruki Umasaki versus Momo Watanabe and Diana. I don't know if that'll make it out, but just worth noting. Should be a match worth seeing if it does indeed happen. But that is all from me. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you follow me on Twitter, you've seen my tweet. I'm diving into the 70s and 80s and 90s of the world of Joshi moving forward. So each and every week, I'll give my little update on that. But if you want to see content that will come from that, check out resonermag.com. I could write something for them in time about it as I go on, because I'm just so inspired by especially the 80s Joshi, which I'm really excited to get into. But also over on Resume Mag is the top 100 for the past year in Joshi. The grading period was from July 1st, 2023 to June 30th, 2024. So that is how those lists came together. The full 100 list is out now. The work that was put in by everyone on that team is superb. So make sure you go check it out if you haven't. I was happy to write the bios or so for the likes of Mayu Iutani, Sari, Utami, and others. So make sure you go check that out. So much great work was put in, as well as follow my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ScottEWrestling. That's where I'll be doing the Joshi Rewind series for matches that I watched throughout the, going back and studying All Japan Women's and JWP and so on. So really looking forward to that. Really happy I could talk to you all this week. Joshi's the best, folks. Don't forget it. Until next time, see you, everybody.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.